There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. It's your Labor Day, September 4th edition. Hope everybody's having a good holiday weekend. Some of you get to enjoy one more day off. Others that don't, well, keep on grinding. We have a 9-game early holiday slate and a 5-game main slate. Lots of wind blowing out for us. You know, you got KC Detroit wind blowing in at 18 miles an hour. Philadelphia and the Mets blowing out at 12. Milwaukee, Cincinnati blowing out on the left field line at 15. Yankees, Baltimore blowing out to center about 10. Cleveland, Chicago, White Sox blowing out to center about 18 miles an hour. That was already one we were targeting, and that just made life so much nicer. Chicago, Pitt blowing down the left field line at 15. Angels, A's blowing out at 11. And then the Knights cast Toronto, Boston blowing out to center field at 14 miles an hour. Looks like for the most part we don't have any rain to worry about. The rain that's coming in is coming in after games as long as everything holds off. Quick look at your totals. By the way, this might be a – I'm going to try to do this pod as quick as possible today because I have to get going this morning. So if I forget some things or leave some stats out or skip some stats, I'm going to get you the plays, and that's what's important. So your totals today, Royals, Tigers, 9. Brewers, Reds, 9.5. Phillies, Mets, 8.5. Phillies, Mets total is very intriguing to me because the two pitchers in that game, we like both – and they're young guys that do get beat up at times, but that total of 8.5 stands out as a good sign for us, I think. But the wind's blowing out too, so who knows. Yankees, Orioles, 9.5. Indians, White Sox, 9.5. Giants, Rockies, and Coors Field, only a total of 9. That is a bit surprising to me. Cubs, Pirates, 8. Angels, A's, 9.5. Cardinals, Padres, 8. Astros, Mariners, 8.5. Twins, Rays, 8.5. Jays, Red Sox, 9.5. We're waiting on the Nationals and the Marlins, as they mixed up some starting pitching in that one. Rangers, Braves, 9.5. D-backs, Doyers, 7.5. That's your only below 8 total on the slate. There's 2 8s, and it's all 8.5s and above. Let's dig in to your pitching on this slate. You have the likes up top on the early slate, 9-game early. You got 3 pitchers at 9,000 or above. You got Carlos Martinez at 11,800 at the San Diego Padres. It's a great play, great matchup. You've heard me say this a lot about the Padres lately. Most times it's right, but you saw a guy like Yu Darvish got beat up. And I mentioned he gives up the long ball a lot. So target your Azuyahes, your Solartes, so on and so forth. Azuyahe took him deep. A couple other guys got to him. If you saw my tweet on Saturday, I wasn't even trying to be a Dodger hater. I was just saying to the point, I said, Yu Darvish is as consistent as a wet fart since coming over to the Dodgers. And that's how he is. It's perfection, or it's just what is going on out there. He's throwing batting practice. Well, Carlos Martinez, he's been much better at home than on the road in his career. Left-handers have hit him very, very well this season. The Padres strike out over 25% of the time. That's why they're always a big target. Their lineup comes through from time to time, but for the most part, nothing to be too scared about. You got C-Mart, who's striking out over 25%. He's ground ball over 51%. The Padres team total is third lowest at 377, but lefties 342, righties 262. And I do like Carlos Martinez. I have him in lineups that I made last night. I'm not saying don't use him. I'm just saying temper your expectations. Like I've been doing lately, and we do on this slate as well, there's a lot more in the mid-range I'd rather gamble on and get more bats. I'm not ignoring the high-priced guys. But if you're only building a couple lineups, it's up to you, obviously. But I'd probably go elsewhere and get the bats because there's a lot of good ones to choose from. At the same time, there's tons of value bats with these call-ups, and it's been fun to get those in. You can get the San Diego lefties cheap, so I'd recommend having them somewhere. If you'd like, Solarte's $2,900, he's second-base shortstop eligible. Azulia Hayes cheap. Those are the two guys I'm really targeting, but even got guys like Spangenberg and a couple others. The lineups could change. But Carmart is in a good spot, a really good spot. Great ballpark to pitch in Petco. Strikeout rates are there. The lineup as a whole is really bad. So he is on the list at 11-8. I wanted to bring up Jake Arrieta's name at 11-4. He's been outstanding of late. He's looked really, really good. He's been getting you 20 to 25 points for the most part consistently. He's pitched very well against the Pirates this season. But what you need to look at also is he's 11-4, and he's really not going over the 25-point threshold. Carmart, if he doesn't get beat up by San Diego, he could go 7 or 8 or even a complete game. He could get double-digit strikeouts, and he could get you 25-plus points rather easily. Like, that's something we could really see happening. At the same time, Arrieta just hasn't had that this year. The strikeouts, they're there from time to time, but they're not, like, phenomenal. Pirates don't strike out a ton. They strike out 18.8% of the time. They put the ball in play. He's a ground ball pitcher. It's nice and all. Lefties have hit him well. 3.59 is the second lowest total. Lefties 3.39. Righties 2.58. It's a good matchup. Again, PNC Park's a good ballpark to pitch in. The upside, I think, is just more for Carmart for $400 more than it is for Arrieta. That's where I am on that one. But the guy I like up top here in the 9,000s and above is Dylan Bundy. Dylan Bundy, we've been riding him like crazy, especially when Caleb Joseph is catching. Castillo caught yesterday. That's one thing I forgot to mention. A lot of these are obviously day games because of the holidays, so watch the day games after day games or day game after the one night game. So Wellington Castillo did catch yesterday, went deep twice. Caleb Joseph should be behind the dish. It's a very intriguing spot for Bundy. He's $9,300 to some. That's expensive. And he's facing the New York Yankees, which still scares teams. But people forget the Yankees do strike out a lot, 22.2% of the time. Bundy's K rate continues to rise. Swinging strike rate since he started utilizing that slider more and more and more. It's over 20% usage rate right now. 11.5% swinging strike rate. Still gives up a lot of fly balls. He's a massive fly ball pitcher. Massive fly ball pitcher. That part is not the, you know, doesn't make you feel warm and cozy. But lefty's 324. Righty's only hitting 287 off Bundy. It is Baltimore, which is a great ballpark to hit in. The wind is blowing out to center field. Bundy's been great. He's coming off a complete game shutout where he got you 50-plus points. There is track records and some, not all. Everyone's different, and track records aren't like perfection. But there is, you know, showing the guys that go deep like that, especially one of their first few times, they tend to maybe struggle their next time out. It's not going to stop me. I'm all in on Bundy. The K rates in that lineup, if Judge comes up, Greg Bird's back, so that'll increase their strikeout rate over the rest of the year. There's a lot of guys to target there. The Yankees' bats could be in play still. There's no questioning that. But Dylan Bundy at $9,300 has as much, if not more, upside than the two guys on top of him. He will be my top-priced option. So up top, I got Bundy 1, Carmart 2, Arrieta 3. Now we get in the middle where it gets very, very intriguing for me. And this is where you can gamble, and it's been working out more often than not lately. And we'll kick it off with Trevor Bauer at $8,800 at the very, very bad Chicago White Sox. Sure, they hit Andrés yesterday, but Andrés struggles against righties. Bauer gets righties done, and he's got 18 or more points in three straight starts against the White Sox this year. He has not faced them, surprisingly, but he's got really, really good strikeout stuff against a White Sox team that strikes out over 23% of the time. Bauer striking out close to 26%. Ground ball rate, very, very good. Lots and lots to like here with Trevor Bauer. White Sox 4-1-4 total. Lefties 3.56. Righties 3.19. The White Sox can run into some. No questions about it. But if you look at their lineup, does it really scare you? Really? If Bauer gets beat up, he gets beat up. So be it. But he's been working with Kluber. The stories are great if you haven't read them. He's developing a better like slider, moving on his fastball. Really good stuff, and it's shown in his last, you know, month and a half. And it's really good stuff. And for $8,800, the upside's tremendous in this range. Next up, we'll go Jake Junis, $7,900 at the Detroit Tigers. Another lineup that just isn't the same anymore. I used Tomlin yesterday, only got 2 Ks, but pitched great. And Junis, in my opinion, is better than Tomlin. Detroit checks out over 22% of the time. Junis has been getting over a K in any of his last three starts. K rate of 21%. Limits the fly balls. Okay, hard contact. Detroit's team total is... Where the heck am I blind this morning? Oh, 4-3-1. Lefties 316. Righties 329. Junis has looked really, really good. Now that he's a regular in this rotation. And he has very good upside of $7,900. That's why I like this middle range. These are guys we could see pitching really, really well. And if they still don't get you the big game, but get you an okay game, it doesn't destroy you because your bats make up for the difference. So Junis of 79 is in play. Mark Leiter Jr. is a guy I told you guys to pay attention to his last start and possibly use if you wanted to. He pitched really well, 15 points at Atlanta. The Ks are what I love. Five or more Ks in three of his last four starts. In those three starts, he had five or more Ks, 15, 28, and 20.3 points. That one 20.3 was against the Mets. We went five innings, four hits, one earned, which is a solo shot, seven Ks, 20.3 points. He will give you some runs. He will grind, but he also gets you very quality starts of late. And the Mets' offense isn't that good. It's just been established. They had a good game against Mike Fiers yesterday, but as a whole, they're just not there. Nothing to scare you too much. But when you look at the likes of Leiter, the Mets strike out about 20% of the time. He strikes out about 21%. Ground ball rate of 48% and a very low hard contact rate. Lots to like there. Mets team totals 4-4-3. Lefties 309, righties 307 off Leiter. I like Leiter a lot today. I like all these pitchers in this middle range. But Leiter at 76, very, very solid. And if you aren't using Leiter, Rafael Montero in that same game, $7,400 facing a Phillies team that looked really bad for the most part this week. I mean, they had one big game, and it was Saturday, like yesterday. The Phillies won 3-1 in extras. It was a great match they just couldn't exploit. They have good young bats. They're just not all there. Montero's looked really good over the last, I'd say, month or so. He pitched a gem at Cincinnati his last time out, 34.6 points. Got beat up at the Nationals. 10.6 against Arizona, but then 20.1 against Miami, 17.3 at the Yankees. Been very, very, very good of late, and a lot of that has to do with the strikeouts. Five or more Ks in, five or more Ks in eight of his last 10 starts. Very, very good stuff, and you're facing a Phillies team that strikes out a lot. The Phillies strike out at a 24% rate versus right-handed pitching. As long as Montero limits the walks, he's good to go because the swinging strike rate, the K rate, the ground ball rate of 46%, hard contact's only 25.4. If Philly gets to him, they get to him. That's fine. They have a 407 total, third lowest on the slate. Lefties 323, righties 378. So it's a reverse split. So your Reese Hoskins, your Alfaros, your Tommy Josephs, if Rupp catches, so on and so forth. They're right-handed bats. They're a right-handed heavy team. Still, I love the play at the price point of 7,400. So in this middle range, I got Bauer 1, Junis 2, Leiter 3, Montero 4. All four are mix and match options for me, and they all go well with Dylan Bundy or Carmar, but preferably Dylan Bundy. And now your punts down below, you got the likes of Chad Bettis and Coors at 6,900 against the Giants. I mentioned Bettis has been really good in his career at Coors. He was rocky his last start, but his previous two at Coors, very, very good. He's $6,900, which is a phenomenal price point. Giants striking out a little less than 20% of the time. Bettis is only his fifth start back in the big. But like for a Coors slate, let's just put it this way. I told you the total was low, surprisingly low, at 9. The Giants have a 4-5-0 total. It's middle of the pack for the day. So it's very intriguing. It is Coors, so if you don't want to roll the dice, I totally get it. But it's an option. And then the last option, and this is price point only because there's really nothing else down here I like, but Artie Lewicki is making a start for the Detroit Tigers, filling in for the injured Fulmer slash departed Verlander. He's $4,900. He's a youngster they called up. Going to probably stick with the rotation the rest of the year to see what they have. Pitched really well in Double-A. Then he got promoted to Triple-A in August. And he had a 2.10 ERA, a 1.17 whip, and 33 Ks to 7 walks in 30 innings. That's over a K per inning. Was low ERA. Looked really, really good in the International League in Triple-A. Facing a Royals team that we know, like, they don't strike out a ton. They strike out a whopping, well, they're up to over 20% now. And he's got that one K per inning, basically. They don't strike out a ton, and they don't strike, like insane fear into your hearts. Even against a guy like Lewicki, the Royals' total is 469. They have a 312 wOBA and a 161 ISO versus righties. They can get into some. There's no doubt about it. You wouldn't be shocked. But it's at Comerica, which plays very well into his favor. The wind is blowing in at 18 miles an hour, which is huge. It helps Junis and Lewicki. He's $4,900. All he needs to do is get you double digits. Just get you 4 or 5 innings, quality start even, 3 or fewer runs, go get 4 or 5 Ks, maybe get the win. He's $4,900, and the upside's there. We've seen much, much worse $4,900 pitchers in this game. So I will definitely give a look at Lewicki, and it'll open up everything. You can put him with any pitcher and just load up on bats, like ridiculous bats. He's a great play for Coors. He might be chalky for Coors, but there's just a lot of options there. So down below, I got Lewicki 1, Bettis 2. So recapping your pitching, on top, you got Bundy 1, Carmart 2, Arrieta 3. I probably won't even use Arrieta, but I wouldn't be shocked if he does well. In the middle, this is my wheelhouse today and the last week or so. You have Bauer 1, Junis 2, Leiter 3, Montero 4. Down below, Lewicki 1, Bettis 2. So your catchers. If you want to fade Bundy, you can. He gives up a ton of fly balls, and that ballpark is live, very live. So like a Gary Sanchez at 44 if you want. Bundy's been really good against righties. Lefties is where he gives up most of his thump. But, you know, a Gary Sanchez is a Gary Sanchez. So do what you wish. But at the same point, $100 cheaper, you get a Buster Posey in Coors Field at 43. That's a great price point. Usually you see a guy of Buster's caliber in the high fours, even the low fives. Very, very good stuff. 7-7, 17-12 his last four games. Against Chad Bettis at 43, that's a very solid play. Very solid play. Alex Avila versus Chad Kuhl. Chad Kuhl's been better this year. We've used him from time to time. Hope you guys used Trevor Williams yesterday. That boy's been our dynamo. And Giolito was phenomenal back-to-back starts. But when you're looking at the Cubbies, they have a team total of 4-4-1. Lefties 375, righties 296 off Kuhl. You still target lefties off Kuhl. Avila's $3,800. He has so much hard contact, he's just not living up to his price tag lately. He can run into one from time to time, but no homers in his last 10 games. Only one extra base hit in his last 10 games. He's averaging 5.8 his last 10 games. And he's been one of the highest-priced catchers every day. We've been able to get production like that elsewhere. I'm not saying don't use Avila. He's in a great spot, all that good stuff. It's just I think there's better options. You either pay up for the likes of a Posey, or we keep scrolling down to like a Yan Gomes. He's $3,600 versus Big Game James. The Indians are one of the best plays on the slate. They have the highest team total of 536. Lefties 424, righties even 300. So you can go Gomes at a 36 if you want. You got Lucroy and Coors versus Stratton at 36. Isn't horrible. Pretty surely Stratton's first start in Coors. The farther down you go, you got the likes of a Salvi Perez versus Lewicki. If you want to fade Lewicki, that's fine. It's 3,300. I'm really liking the kid. I know he's not going to be perfect. I know he's not. But, heck, $4,900, guys. But Perez at 33 is not bad. He does it right. He's very, very well. If, say, Tom Murphy starts for Colorado, he's a left-handed bat. Or, you know, he's right-handed. He's right-handed for Stratton. But he's 3,300. He's a cheap Coors catcher. But then you go down to, like, Manny Pena at 3K. I'm hoping they use Stephen Vogt. He's one of my favorite catchers down here once you get away from the top guys. You got Stephen Vogt versus Homer Bailey in Cincinnati, Great American Small Park, where the wind's blowing out to left field line. The Brew Crew, team total, 481. Righties 434, lefties 366 off of Bailey. That's why both Pena and Vogt are in play for me. I like them a lot at 3K. Probably my favorite guy outside of Posey, at least the starting points. When you go down some more, it would be awesome if Francisco Mejia finally got a start, but he hasn't seen one yet. But if he does for Cleveland, he's $2,900 versus Shields, like that quite a bit. Our boy Bruce Maxwell, $2,900, he's crushing it right now, averaging 7.3 his last 10. I think some people might be jumping on the Maxwell train. He's up to $2,900. He's almost hitting 3K on us. He's homered in 2 of his last 3, 18-3, 21-7, 0-8, 0-10-6. He's doing Bruce Maxwell things. He's 2,900 against Parker Bridwell, who's been giving up a lot of loud contact, lots of balls in play. So Maxwell at 29 is very much in play. If you're fading Seymour, you got Hector Sanchez. He's a left-handed bat in the Padres lineup at 2,900. I'd probably go elsewhere, but he is definitely a good option. You got the likes of Martin Maldonado at 27 versus Smith of Oakland. Smith is really, really, really bad. The Angels have a 489 total. It's the fourth highest on the slate. Lefties 352, righties 382 off Chris Smith. So Maldonado, it's a good ballpark, but the wind's blowing out in Oakland today, and that ballpark plays much, much livelier in day games. So Maldonado at 27 is not a bad play at all. farther down we look, you have the likes of Tucker Barnhart versus Chase Anderson. I like Chase Anderson a lot. I almost recommended him to you. But that ballpark terrifies me, especially when the conditions, the hitting conditions are where they're going to be today. So I stayed away. When you look at the Reds, their team total is 4-6-9, which is nice. Lefties 272, righties 301 on Chase Anderson. I still like Tucker Barnhart as a punt at 26. Definitely can utilize that down below. Farther you go, you got like Jorge Alfaro at 2,500 versus Montero. It's not the end of the world. You got the likes of, now it gets real picky. If you want to fade Bundy, you got Austin Romine at 22, but I'd probably stay away from that one. Like Stuart Turner's been starting a bit lately for Cincinnati. He's 2,100 for the Reds versus Chase Anderson. That can be an interesting punt. Other than that, we'll check lineups and see what else pops out to us. Going over to first base, you got Rizzo at 54 versus Cool. He had a zero yesterday, my best lineup. If he did something, I would have made some probably good cash. That was frustrating. But Rizzo 54, great spot versus Cool. Definitely like that one. But I'll go to my guy again, 400 cheaper. Joey Votto at 5K, continually putting up big games. 8, 7, 12, 14, 7, 15, 10, 0, 2, 10. Rarely, there's 1-0 in those 10 games. Rarely gets you that zero, which you got to love at 5K. Reese Hoskins, if he cracks the lineup, 48, it's not bad. I'd probably go elsewhere. Encarnacion, 4,700 versus Shields. I'll take his counterpart, Carlos Santana, at 44. Encarnacion's still a good play, don't get me wrong. But Carlos Santana, I believe, is in a better spot versus Shields today at 44. You got Hosmer at 46 versus Lewicki. Another guy I like is CJ Cron, 4,500. I keep preaching him to you guys. Power versus righties and lefties. Mentioned with Maldonado, Smith gets hit a ton. Cron 9, 18, 9, 5, 34, 3, 7, 2, 6, 3. The last four or five games swinging it really well with some power. 4,500, CJ Cron. Farther down you go, you get a guy like Ian Desmond for 4,300 in Coors or Mark Reynolds against Stratton. Both only 4,300. That's rather cheap. Our boy Matt Olson used to be our cheap darling. He's up to $4,200 now. First base outfield eligible, averaging 10 points his last 10. Four homers his last 10. Went deep again yesterday. Very much in play against Parker Bidwell at $4,200. I like that a ton. I double check the total on that game because with these two gas cans out there, this could be interesting. Yeah, it's 9.5. That's what I thought. That's a good game to target right there. I know those teams can be frustrating at times and let you down, especially the A's. But there are some good price tags here that you could be contrarian because a lot of people will go to other games. This could be a good one to target if you want to be contrarian. A guy like Eric Thames versus Bailey, we know Thames has been super inconsistent, averaging less than 6 his last 10. But a guy against Bailey at 4,100, not bad at all. If you want to be contrarian versus Arrieta, Josh Bell at 4K, I do like that. Trey Mancini versus the lefty Jordan Montgomery in Baltimore, $3,900. Trey's averaging less than, he's averaging 8.7 points his last 10 games. Hitting it really, really well, hitting 341 over that time period. So he's a good look at 3,900, nice value, first base and outfield eligible for Mancini. You scroll down, you got the likes of Matt Carpenter versus Perdomo at 37. Lefties do hit Perdomo very, very well. Jesus Aguilar against Bailey. Righties have hit Bailey better than lefties. He's 3,600. Again, in that ballpark, you're targeting a lot of offense. That total should be around 9 or 10, if I remember correctly. 9.5 also. That's another big one to target. So get some good game stacks or a couple two-man stacks from all the lineups. Could be interesting. As you go down, like Louis Valbuena, 3,400 versus Smith, that's a value. He slumped a bit last week, but you know that thump's there. And for 3,400, first base, third base, not a bad play at all. Ryan Healy at 3K. Dominic Smith, 3K versus Leiter Jr. He'll be hitting in the middle of that order if you feel like fading Leiter. Has Candelario been getting any action since he got called up? Yes, he has. He's played every day since he's called up. Jaime Candelario, first base, third base eligible for the Tigers. He's $2,900 versus Junis. I do like Junis, but he can be hit. So if you want a punt play at first base or third base, Candelario at 29 is not bad at all. Greg Bird, if you want to fade Bundy and be contrarian at 29. We mentioned Bundy does give up thump to lefties. Ryder Jones is first base, third base eligible. He's in Coors, and he's $2,700. That is called a Coors punt that you... I don't remember seeing many 2Ks in Coors. That's pretty crazy. Second base, Jose Ramirez. I loved him yesterday. He went bananas. Another great spot today at $5,300. Second base, third base. probably be chalky, especially because of yesterday, but it normally should be chalky in this one. Facing big game James at 53. You got LeMahieu with Merrifield at 47. Scope versus Montgomery at 45 is very, very nice. His power versus lefties this year is crazy good. Scooter Gennett at 45 versus Chase Anderson, I like a lot. He's priced up, but I like it. Ian Happ at 44 versus Cool, I like a lot as well. So those are some good plays up top. Joe Panik at 4K versus Bettis, I can't hate it. I know it's high for Panik, but still a very solid play there. You got like Yolmer Sanchez, Brandon Phillips, Drew Cabrera, $3,900. They're all decent. They're not like on fire. Like I have to play them, but they're plays I'll look at. I'll look at them in order of Cabrera, Sanchez, and Phillips if you want to go that range. Farther down, you go to like Neil Walker at 37 versus Bailey's a very nice value in this one. I like him a lot. Big game yesterday at 14 points. Starting to heat up a bit, it looks like. So he's good at 37. Jed Lowry at 36 is a play I'll be looking at. Johnny VR, if he cracks the lineup at 36, he's in play as well for Milwaukee. You got another guy like Cesar Hernandez at 34. We do like him a lot. He's facing Montero. You know, kind of one-off type stuff. Our boy DeJong, if anyone's paying attention, his price has dropped dramatically. It was $3K the other day. He's $3,300 today. Perdomo's a ground ball pitcher. Lefties hit him better than righties, but if you want to punt, he's $3,300. The farther down we go. I mentioned Solarte earlier. He's second base shortstop at 29. Azuya Hayes, 29 as well. So you can play them both, one at second, one at short, if you want to fade Carmart and save money. I don't hate that. It's, you know, you wouldn't be surprised if they both put up zeros, but I don't hate it. And if a guy like Franklin Barreto cracks the lineup for the A's, he's 2K against Bridwell. Third base, you got Arenado and Coors at 54. That's a great tag. Ramirez again at 53. Machado at 52. All really, really good plays. Moustakas at 45, I like, versus Dueki. You can't sleep on Hernan Perez at 44 or Eugenio Suarez at 41 in that ballpark. Both decent plays as well. Cincinnati should play a lot like Coors today. Should is the key word. So keep that in mind. Again, you got Sanchez and Phillips, we mentioned earlier. But Travis Shaw at 39 versus Homer Bailey, I like that a ton. He should be chalky today. If people don't pay up, maybe they'll pay up and they'll overlook him. He's a really good play at $3,900. I like that a lot. You got Spangenberg at 36. Valbuena at 34, who we mentioned. Candelario, again, he's $2,900. Don't sleep on him. A guy like Yandy Diaz for the Indians, if he gets the spot start again like he did yesterday. He had 14 points yesterday. I've been using him a lot in his value plays. He's $2,900, third base outfield eligible for Yandy. Keep him in mind. Matt Chapman's 28 versus Bridwell. That's a solid play there, under 3K as well. Ryder Jones, 27. Mentioned him already. Other than that, check your lineups. Shortstop, Lindor at 49 versus Shields. The Indians should be the chalk. They are in a great spot today. Tim Beckham at 46 versus Montgomery is pretty good as well. Cozart, 43. Not sleeping on that. You go down below 4K, you got Gregorius at 39. You got mentioned Azuriel Cabrera already. Anthony Simmons at 38 is intriguing, but B. Craw, who is on fire the last week or so, he's averaging 9.1 points in his last 10 games. He's got two homers in his last 10 games. He's going to Coors where he likes to hit, at least of late. Career, not much, but this year he's hit well. He's $3,800 versus Bettis. I like that a lot below 4K. The Giants are priced down big time for a day game in Coors. This is going to be interesting. Again, DeJong's 33. Tim Anderson versus Bauer at 3K is a punt I don't hate. Neither Freddie Galvis at 3K I like as well. Mentioned Solarte at 29. You got some nice low-end options here. Barreto, again, he's second base shortstop at 2K. And check your lineups. Head in the outfield. Mike Trout, 56. Yes, I keep telling you guys, play him, play him, play him. My God, what he's been doing lately. 19 more points yesterday. He's averaging 13.1 his last 10. Just listen to this. 19, 18, 19, 36, 4, 4, 11, 2, 4, 14. He's just insane right now. Facing Smith, who he should destroy, 5,600. Blackman versus Stratton at 50. Stratton versus 55 is very solid as well. If Justin Upton cracks the lineup at 51, he's not bad. So all these are really good plays up top, obviously. Mentioned Hoskins earlier. Schwarber at 46 versus Cool for some nice power upside. Domingo Santana double-donged yesterday. Continues to have a very, very good quiet year. No one talks about him. 11.3 points on average his last 10. He's 46 versus Bailey. That's a really good play. Adam Jones at 45 versus Montgomery I like a lot. Mentioned Ian Happ already. Adam Duvall at home, 44 is not bad at all. Matt Joyce is up to 4,300, but he keeps hitting. Hit another homer yesterday. He's averaging 10.8 in his last 10, three homers in his last 10 games. So you can't sleep on Matt Joyce right now while he's streaking. Billy Hamilton at 43, love that. There's a lot of good stuff here in this mid to low fours you can get behind. Like a Jay Bruce at 42 is criminally underpriced against big game James. Matt Olson at 42, like all of that. You got Kay with a Chris Davis at 41 with some power. Mentioned Eric Thames at 41. Scott Schebler, 4K at home versus Anderson. These are all really good plays to keep an eye on. If Lonnie Chisenhall cracks the lineup for Cleveland, he's 3,900. He's in play. Mentioned Mancini earlier at 39. So now we're below four and still getting good options. Denard Span and Coors Field at 38. Even Hunter Pence at 38. Don't mind either. I prefer Span over Pence if I had to. Farther down you go, you got Cole Calhoun at 37. It's too cheap versus Smith. That's a really good play. Ryan Braun, I know he's been struggling. But again, Homer Bailey in that ballpark at 3,700 bucks. These are the value you can find if you don't want to pay up. You should be able to afford it, but you don't have to. Carlos Gonzalez and Coors at 37. If you want to gamble and be contrarian, Brandon Moss versus Lewicki at 36. I'm not running to that play at all. There's other guys around here I'll play, but he's a contrarian angle. Mentioned Spangenberg. Farther down you go. Like a Ben Revere at 35 is okay. If Mac Williamson even gets a start in Coors, he's 35. That power travels. It's about all he's got is power, but it travels. Starting Marte, 3,200 versus Arrieta. I know I mentioned lefties versus Arrieta, but Marte is really cheap for the upside he has. I think he's like 3K yesterday and he went deep. I don't understand some of the pricing lately. I really don't. As you drop farther down, Keon Broxton has struggled quite a bit. Like, doesn't even play much anymore. He's 2,900, but I don't know if I'd want to go there the way he's playing right now. If he gets it, he gets it. Brandon Nemo at 2,700 bucks hitting the top of the order. The one price that every day below 3K I can't figure out. Nick Williams, 2,600 versus Montero. I will be on him again. He's averaging 6.3 points a game. He's 2,600 bucks. Yeah, sign me up. As a punt, it's great. And we'll keep an eye on some other punt options because there's been a lot of good sneaky ones down here lately. So we'll definitely, I'll do my best to help you out. I'll be busy this morning, but I'll do my best. So there's your bats on your early slate. Pitching again up top, Bundy, Carmart, Arrieta. In the middle, Bauer, Junis, Leiter Jr., and Montero. Down below, you got Lewicki, and then Bettis. Mix and match the most as you wish. You don't have to go super expensive if you don't want to. Let's take a look at your five-game evening slate, and then I'll come back and give you some BVP and all that good stuff. Pitching. Jose Berrios, 11-1 at the Tampa Bay Rays. It's a steep tag for Berrios. I get it. But the K stuff is legit. He's come off an 11K performance against the White Sox. 11-9-7 in his last three starts. 38.2, 19.8, 32. He has not faced Tampa this year. He's been better at home than on the road. So buyer beware. We know Tampa can run into stuff. They have a team total of 437. Lefties 308. Righties 276. And they strike out a whopping 25% of the time. So Berrios, definitely in play. He's risky due to his price tag, but he is in play. Robbie Ray, 10-8 at the Dodgers. He has faced him his last time out at home, 32.8. Back-to-back 28.3, 32.8 starts after some rockiness in the middle. He's faced LA four times this year in 24 innings. He's given up 8 earned. He struck out 39 in those 24, averaging 26 points a start. The Dodgers strike out 22.5% of the time versus lefties. He's striking out 31.5%. Still gives up a lot of hard contact, which is not ideal. But the Dodgers have a 404 total. Lefties 265. Righties 293. Robbie Ray is back in play. It's always a walks thing and a control thing with him. But definitely a good option. I go Berrios 1, Ray 2. But they're basically 1A, 1B if you're paying up. This slate's not as great as the early slate for pitching. But you can mix and match. Rick Porcello, 8,700 bucks at home against Toronto. He just faced Toronto. They've got 26.2 points. It is risky, like I mentioned with Ray. You know, Porcello facing pitchers, our teams back-to-back, doesn't always bode well. But Porcello's been really good of late, and he's averaging 23.9 points a game in two starts against the Toronto Blue Jays. Price tag of 8,700 bucks gives you a little bit of saving on those guys up top. The Jays strike out about 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Decent ground ball rate. Wind is blowing out in Boston, so be careful there. Toronto. 4-4-3 team total. Lefties 353, righties 335. Porcello will be in play for me. This evening slate, I'm going to go big on them early, but not as much on the late. I'll have some, of course, but not a ton. You got Alex Cobb at home for $7,700 versus Minnesota. Cobb has been much better at home than on the road, 19.2 points at home on average. He's 5 innings, 6 hits, 1 earned, 6 Ks against Minnesota earlier this year for 15.9. He's very inconsistent, but at least he's consistent enough for double digits mostly every start out there. Lefties hit 297, righties 313 off Cobb. Minnesota is hot. Polanco, Rosario, Buxton, Kepler, Dozier, Escobar, they're hitting really, really well. So if you want to fade Cobb, I get it. But it's $7,700, definite upside in that matchup. Down below, you got R.A. Dickey at $6,800 at home against the Rangers. I've been loving R.A. 33-2, 9-7, 18-1, 18-4, 15-1, 26-4. He's averaging 12 points on the road, 15.4 at home. His last 10 games averaging 17.2. Lots to like. We know Texas has some thump, but they're also leaving their friendly confines. Lefties 314, righties 347 versus Dickey. When you're looking at Dickey, the Rangers strike out almost 24% of the time versus righties. Low hard contact, ground ball rate of almost 49%. I like him a lot at $6,800. If he gets hit, he gets hit. I like taking the Dickey gamble almost every time out there. More often than not, it's been doing very, very well for us. J.A. Happ, $6,500 at Boston. I know Boston's got some power. They don't strike out a lot. But you look at a guy like Happ, he's averaged 8.9 points in 2 starts first Boston. He throws better on the road than at home, 17.1 fantasy points compared to 14. I'm talking fantasy points, not overall stats. Boston doesn't strike out a ton. That's what always sucks, 17.3% versus lefties. But Happ is striking out 22.2%, great ground ball rate, limits the hard contact. Boston's team total is the second highest at 507, lefties 269, righties 321. Happ's a double-digit point machine, and he's 6,500. So as long as he gets the double digits, you can survive. You want 15 or more, but just don't get shelled. And at 6,500, it makes for a very good punt play. My top punt play is A.J. Cole, $6,500 at Miami, great pitching ballpark, 22.7 points. His last time out, we were all over that. He's basically getting 5 or more Ks in every start, which I absolutely love. He's faced them twice this year, averaging 7.5 points a start, but that was when he really didn't have it figured out as much as he does now. When you look at Cole, Miami strikes out 20.6% of the time, 10.4% swinging strike, 46% ground ball. Likes lots and lots to like with A.J. Cole. So he will be in play for me. Lefties hit him well. Righties, he takes care of business for the most part. So you're pitching up top, Berrios, Ray down in the middle, Porcello, Cobb down below, Cole, Happ, or Cole, Dickey, Happ. I'm going to make a lot of lineups with just Cole, Dickey, and Happ. I'll be honest with you. I'll mix in the other guys, of course. You can't ignore Berrios and Ray. But even those guys with the 3 guys down below opens up bats. And you got Porcello and Cobb in the middle, which are risky, but upside. Let's look at the bats. Catcher. You got the likes of Chris Iannetta, who hits lefties extremely well. I know Rich Hill, he got beat up by Arizona's last time out before his near no-hitter perfect game. Iannetta's $3,500 could be a sneaky play because most will be back on Hill tonight. I got Kurt Suzuki versus Trashner at 35, not horrible. Chirinos 33 versus Dickey if you feel like fading that for some reason. Farther down you go, if like Rafi Lopez starts for Toronto, he's 3K versus Porcello. Don't mind that at all. Farther down you go, though, you got where'd he go? Jason Castro's back from Minnesota. He's 2,500 versus Cobb. Nice left-handed option there. You have to look at lineups because these are pretty bleak. Yeah, catcher is pretty weak compared to that early slate. I know it's only 5 games, obviously, but check the lineups out. First base, Freeman at 56 versus Trashner is outstanding. Bellinger at 51 versus Ray. I'm not saying it's a bad play, but I'm probably not going to go there. I'd rather go 4,900 for Goldie versus Hill, but Freeman by far and away is a great option up top. You got Justin Smoke at 47 and then Morales at 4K. I like Smoke a lot. Morales had that big game, but overall hasn't done much. You got Lomo at 4K versus Berrio, that nice power upside there. Joey Gallo versus Dickey at 4K. We know the lefty power in that ballpark is legit, so keep an eye on that one. Hanram does like his lefties, so Hanley at 3,800 versus J.A. Happ is a sneaky nice play. Ryan Zimmerman crushes lefties, and he is priced down to $3,700 versus Adam Conley. That is a great play at that price point. Great play. I don't care if he puts up a dud. That is a phenomenal price point. Lucas Duda at 35 versus Barrio, not bad either. You go down some more. You can go Matt Adams versus Trashner at 35. Matt Adams hasn't done much lately, but good matchup and that ballpark. Kenyon Vargas, 3K versus Cobb, isn't horrible if you want to punt with upside. Other than that, not too much to like. Second base, Dozier at 51 is always in play. Howie Kendrick loves his lefties. He's 47 versus Conley. Nunez loves his lefties. He's 43 versus Happ. Kendrick, second base outfield. Nunez, second base, third base. You can play them both. Chris Taylor hits lefties well. Robbie Ray's the best out of the three lefties I've just mentioned, but Taylor's 4,300. A guy like D. Gordon at 41 versus Cole could be a sneaky low-on play, get on, steal some bases. He's averaging 10.6 his last 10. He keeps getting it done. So he could be a sneaky play in that one. Don't mind him at all. Rougui Odor, 35 against Dickey's a nice play. Brandon Drury does hit lefties well. He's 34. Not running to play Drury, but interesting play nonetheless. Get below 3K. It gets bleak again. Maybe an Ari Andreanza at 2,800. Maybe a Ryan Goings at 25. I don't mind that as a punt play. Ozzie Albies I like a ton. That's my top punt play. Especially now they haven't hit towards the top of the order. He's averaging almost 10 points his last 10 games now. Playing really well. Speed, good average right now. Has a little bit of pop. He's 2,300 bucks for his Trashner. I like Ozzie Albies a ton at that price tag. Go to third base. You have Freeman again. You got Donaldson at 5K who continues to crush the baseball. Took Tillman deep yesterday. I'm all over him again. Rendon against lefties. Rendon, another guy that crushes lefties. He's 4,900. You scroll down. Again, Nunez, 43. Justin Turner hits lefties well. He's 43. Gallo again. Eduardo Escobar had a big, big week, and he's 3,800 versus Cobb. Good left-handed bat there. He's third base shortstop eligible. Forsyth at 31 as a lower-priced item. Second base, third base. Ryu Ruiz, if he cracks the lineup for Atlanta, he's 2,800 versus Cashner. He had a big game yesterday. Actually, over the weekend, he went 8, 14, and 17 since getting back in that lineup. Another nice left-handed bat there at 2,800 bucks. The Braves are cheap tonight. And that's a great matchup against Cashner in that ballpark. So keep an eye on that one. And then last but not least, Brian Anderson of the Miami Marlins. Good right-handed hitting prospect, third baseman. If he's in the lineup, he is 2K versus Cole and Dietrich's 2,700. So both good options against Cole if you need to punt. Going over to shortstop. So you have some decent punts come those last few spots, which help with the early positions that didn't have anything. Shortstop, Trey Turner at 53 versus Conley's outstanding. That is a lock and load. But Jorge Polanco at 43 is awesome. That is a great price tag as well as he keeps hitting the ball. Xander Bogaerts, stay away. He's slumping mightily again. I don't care if he goes deep today. He's slumping so bad. Put your money elsewhere. Like Kiki Hernandez, 3,200 versus lefty. I'd rather gamble there. Swanson at 31 is not horrible. Is he a lefty? He's just a lefty only. Yeah, that won't work. Not ideal. But Adrianza, 2,800 bucks. Adam Rosales, 2,800 versus lefty as a punt. Ryan Goings at 25 I like as well, like I mentioned earlier. And that's about it here. Let's go to the outfield. We got Stanton at 54 is in play, of course. Buxton at 53 is not horrible. Mookie Betts, 52 versus Happ, I do like as well. Mentioned Howie Kendrick at 47. You got AJ Pollock and JD Martinez, both 46 versus Hill. I like Martinez more than Pollock, both in play, though. Sin Soo Choo continues to crush it. He's 45 versus Dickey. Only thing I'll say about Texas, you got to like him. You just got to temper your expectations because you don't know how they handle a knuckleball, especially if it's knuckling well. If it's not a batting practice, they're going to tee off. But he's got a – it's a very, very risky gamble because some of these guys might not hit knuckleballs good at all, and the price point's not factored in there. Max Kepler at 41 versus Cobb. Very, very nice. I missed Rosario, didn't I? No, they have him below Kepler tonight. Wow, that's new. Yeah, there he is. Rosario, 4K. Definitely in play. Go down some more. You got like Nomar Mazara at 4. Kiermaier at 39 is a very good price tag. The way he's hitting the baseball. DeShields leads off usually. He's 3,900 bucks. He can steal all day on Dickey. Dickey can't hold runners on. So it just depends. Can he hit a knuckleball? If he can, it's a very sneaky good play. The farther down we look, like Marcelo Zuna at 38 with his power is always in play. Christian Yelich at 37 versus Cole. I mean, you know, lefties do hit Cole well, so that's a nice play. But Inciarte at 37 versus Cashner. Marcakis, 36. Jason Worth, 36 versus Colony. These are all really good plays in the mid-threes. Really, really good plays. I like those a lot. Cedic is slumping, but he's 34 versus Berrios. If you want a home run dart, lower priced. Matt Kemp at 33 is a great price tag versus Cashner. Kiki Hernandez again at 32. Okay, Teoscar Hernandez at 3K versus Porcello as a potential punt. If not, Ezekiel Carrera at 3K. Farther down you go, you look at the likes. Alex Verdugo, not likely, but say Michael Saunders starts for Toronto. He's 2,600 versus Porcello. There's some power there for you. There's been a few others lately. Just got to see if they crack the lineup. Yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on it. Those are the ones that stood out for now, but some others might pop up. So you're pitching on your evening slate. Berrios 1, Ray 2. In the middle, Porcello 1, Cobb 2. Down below, Cole, Dickey, Happ. Let's look at your BVP on this slate. You got Votto 2 for 7 with two doubles off Chase Anderson. Manny Pena 4 for 5 with two homers off of Bailey. Braun 14 for 41, four doubles and three homers. VR's taking him deep. Neil Walker 7 for 30 with three homers as well. Kinsler and Romine have taken Junis deep. Tommy Joseph 4 for 6. Franco 2 for 5 with a double off Rafael Montero. Freddie Galvis 4 for 8, but no homers. Scope 2 for 7, the double and a homer off Montgomery. Brett Garner 6 for 13, two doubles off Bundy. Gary Sanchez, Castro, and Judge have all taken him deep. Avisel Garcia 7 for 20 with a triple and a homer off Bauer. Jose Abreu 10 for 28, two doubles. Good samples there. Austin Jackson 12 for 38, three doubles, two triples off of Shields. Lindor's taking him deep. Encarnacion's taking him deep 3 times. Chisenhall once. Santana once. Lots and lots to like of Cleveland. Hunter Pence, 5 for 14 with a home run. Chad Bettis, Crawford's taking him deep as well. Josh Bell, 6 for 13, two doubles and a home run. Arrieta, I mentioned him as contrarian. Rodriguez, Jason, Marte, and Freese have all taken him deep as well. Zobrist, 4 for 6 with a double and two homers off Cool. Rizzo, 6 for 12, two doubles, a triple and a homer. Hayward, 6 for 10 with a homer. Baez is even taking him deep. Bruce Maxwell, 1 for 2, and Matt Olson, 1 for 2, both with homers off of Bridwell. Martin Maldonado, 1 for 2 with a homer off Smith. Krohn's taking him deep as well. Solarte has taken Carmar deep. Valencia, 8 for 18, two doubles, two homers off. We don't have that game, so don't worry about it. Blue Jays, Red Sox, Chris Young, 5 for 16, a double and two homers off of Happ. Pedroia, 7 for 32, two doubles, three homers. Hanley Ramirez, 6 for 26, two doubles and a homer. Mookie Betts and Bogarts have each taken him deep. Bautista, 16 for 45, four home runs lifetime off Porcello. It's a 356 average. Darwin Barney's even 6 for 14 with a double and a triple. Justin Smoke's taken him deep 3 times. Pilar, 10 for 30 with four doubles. Donaldson, 10 for 33 with a double and a homer. Morales has taken him deep. Rafi Lopez has taken him deep. Miguel Montero's taken him deep. So a lot to like in that one. A.J. Cole, or Christian Yelich, 3 for 7, two doubles and a homer off Cole. Stanton's gone deep twice. Dietrich's gone deep twice off of Cole. Defoe, Zimmerman, and Worth all taking Conley deep. Longoria, 2 for 3 with a homer off Berrios. Freddie Freeman, 4 for 9 with a double and a homer off Cashner. Marcakis has taken him deep. Inciarte, 6 for 20, three doubles and a triple. Carlos Gomez, 8 for 16 with a double and a homer off Dickey. Napoli's taking him deep as well. Chris Taylor, 7 for 13, two doubles off Ray. Kiki, 7 for 13 with a double, a triple, and three homers off Ray. Puig has taken him deep as well. Last but not least, you know, Lamb's taken Hill deep. Iannetta, two homers. Pollock, a homer off of Hill. So there you have it. There's your BVP. You're stacking the likes of Minnesota is in a, or Cleveland in a great spot against Big Game James. I don't mind some of the Marlins versus Cole. I love the Nationals versus Connelly, especially those right-handed bats. You can look at the Red Sox versus Happ. Don't mind that. Baltimore versus Jordan Montgomery, the right-handed bats especially, very, very good. The Angels and the A's are two to really keep an eye on. The Braves versus Cashner I like a lot. And then Cincinnati, Milwaukee, also great spots there. As always, there'll be tons and tons of targets. You can have the lefties versus Chad Kuhl. You know, Cardinals, White Sox are in play in certain spots. I don't love the White Sox especially. But different ways to approach the slate as always. Good luck on your 9-game early, 5-game late Labor Day slates. Hope you guys have a fun, safe holiday. Check us out on Twitter at TheSportsDegens, TheSportsDegens.com. The site's getting a makeover. Hopefully it's back up and running this morning. Check me out on Twitter at BDNtrick. I will help you with the needs that you have. We have some good stuff coming out this week for NFL, getting you ready, DFS, previews. We have UFC coming up, another college football Saturday Edge podcast with Doc and company, some Bench with Bubba's, Around the Bases. Tons coming up this week. Go back on SD Radio and check out all the good stuff that we've had going on. But more importantly, good luck on your slate tonight. Let's make some money, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow. This is MLB DFS Quick Hits, your September 4th Labor Day edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.